Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I want to tell you today about one of my friends, actually two of my friends, Swante and Linda Lindquist, and they are friends. We worked together for many years, and we were all in language school in France back in, it seemed like, the dark ages in the earlier 70s, and then we served together in Senegal for a long time, and then Swante and Linda, for long years now, have served with ARM, which is Assisting and Relief Missionaries, and they've been all over the world filling in for our missionaries. They've now completed this year 50 years of service with BIMI. Well, they say, my ways are not your ways. God said that. And God chooses different paths as he leads us along the pathway of life. Since returning from Belize back on November the 8th, God's timing definitely changed on our pre-planned schedule. The trailer that God had for us in Tucson, we didn't receive until December the 1st, and we departed on the 2nd, arriving in Visalia, California, in time for the evening service at Sequoia Baptist Church. And then the next day, we were driving up to Mariposa, California, that's near Yosemite, to our family and our sending church, which went about 5 minutes from our destination, a deer ran into our vehicle. Oh, dear. It damaged the front bumper, cracked, and left fur on the driver's running board and then disappeared. The next morning while driving into town, I realized the transmission was in bad shape. And on December the 6th, we followed the tow truck down to Merced, and 3 weeks later, our car was finally repaired for over $14,000. Quite a way to start our new life on the road. But amazingly, our insurance company covered the entire bill minus our small deductible, and we praise the Lord for that. Well, our original schedule had to be changed. Since our vehicle wasn't ready until December the 27th, Christmas was celebrated here in Mariposa instead of in Tucson. On January the 1st, the New Year's Day was celebrated with my sister Geraldine on her 96th birthday. Six of our siblings are in heaven, so we're the last of our immediate family of eight. And then 5 days later, she had a bad fall at home and was taken by ambulance at 2 a.m. in the morning to the local hospital here for 4 days, then transferred by ambulance down to Merced, where she's now in a nursing and rehabilitation center. And we praise the Lord to have been here in this critical time and now realize why God changed our travel schedule. She refers to me as her baby brother and is so encouraged by our visits. And as I read the word and pray with my saved sister, the patient in the next bed is hearing all of this. And I've also met another veteran who had been saved years ago and gotten away from the Lord, but has turned to him again. And he's tremendously burdened with tears about his unsaved wife who is terminally ill at the center. I gave him a tract that thoroughly explains how to be saved and suggested that he read it first and then read it to her. Please pray that she will put her trust in the Lord for salvation. And of course, they've been able to be there in their sending church, which is First Baptist Church of Mariposa, California. And let me add one other thing. It's not in his letter because it took place after this letter. In recent days, Swante had a mild stroke. He was in South Carolina and Linda was back in California, but he was with one of his sons, Simeon, who was able to take him to the ER and get help. And so we're glad that the Lord helped him through that time. And would you pray for this dear family who've been serving the Lord so faithfully with the BIMI over these years?
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.